The big difference is that I'm here actually with a group, with my trio, and very excited to have them. And solo piano is what I did last time, and I enjoy it, but I think this is a better representation, I think, of what I do, and so I'm very excited to be able to present that, the full group, with my compositions, and a big difference also is that we're playing music from the newest, upcoming release. Yeah. So we're really excited to be sharing the new music, and to give a glimpse into what we're going to be doing for the rest of this year. Yes, so it's a working title right now is Coming Home, and it's with a drummer named Corey Fonville, and a bassist is called Christopher Smith. And we went into the studio in Los Angeles with Quincy Jones and also with Derek Hodge producing, co-producing. And it was wonderful to have everybody in the studio. We really had an enjoyable time. Before we went in, I was worried, and I called Derek. I said, "Oh, I don't know if we're ready. I have these sketches of songs. I don't know." And he says, "Don't worry about it. Be just fine. We'll figure it out in the studio together."
Yeah.
And it was really a great collaborative experience. Yeah. And I think we had such an enjoyable time. That's the main thing that I want people to feel.
That's
is the where we were discovering things is what got recorded.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Sorry. And so, yeah, it's great. It's mostly original compositions of mine. Original compositions. And mainly exploring the life that I've been living, which is being on the road, traveling a lot.
Yeah.
And trying to illustrate how I've been experiencing the world. It's been very colorful, so I wanted to capture those colors and translate them into sound.
Yeah.
With different instruments and with the emotion of the song. And I think it went very well. So I'm really looking forward to letting that music come to life now.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't like to rush things, and the way it came about was I needed something to write about. I didn't want to just make an album to make an album. So this was a perfect mixture of, okay, I'm ready. I think I'm ready to share this music. I have something I think I want to say.
Yeah.
And also I found the right musicians for the project, and also the right direction, and honestly, to have both Quincy and Derek with us was such a gift. And when Derek agreed also to join us, that was really a blessing for all of us to have this presence, and this really this encouragement. He was it was so amazing. He really gave me the courage to explore things that I don't think I would have done if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there. We did it. Jazz Ahead is really the portal to all these wonderful places in Europe. It's really a wonderful meeting place, especially for somebody like me coming from the States, to come over and to, first of all, to be able to sit down and talk with folks, but also to actually share music and to let people know what I'm up to.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it obviously for me it's just an incredible opportunity to see how things go and hopefully to be able to share with a wider market. Essentially, I think jazz is, I think for me, the essence of jazz, the thing I love about it the most is that it's always going to be right now. It's always in the moment. It's always something that changes with us. And when we're performing, it has to be in the moment or it's no good.
Yeah.
And also with the type of music that people are creating. It's always evolving based on the people and what they bring to the music.
Yeah.
We always try to assimilate. We try to obviously absorb the tradition, which I think is extremely important.
Yeah.
But we take that and then we insert ourselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that I have to say? What are the things that are important to me? For me, I want to bring in my own experiences,
yeah,
but also the things that I find, mm-hmm, that I find very valuable, like my faith. So these are the things that are unique to me that I want to bring into the, and also just how I experience the world.
Yeah.
And I think I feel like I've gotten closer to that with the new project, and that I'm trying to portray something beyond just, oh, I'm happy or sad, or, you know, I'm,
yeah,
really how I see the world. So it's the world through my eyes. So all these things are just bundled up into what really is jazz.
Yeah.
And it's so inclusive, which, yeah, is a wonderful thing.
Mm.
honestly, you know, mainly because I say, oh, I don't have any questions for myself. I think what would, I'm thinking about the project,
yeah,
and honestly, what, you know, what worked so well.
Mm.
So
what,
I guess we'll say, obviously, this is what I say. What has changed from project to project?
Mm.
You know, because in the beginning I was all by myself. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And you learn each time,
mm-hmm,
something new.
Yeah.
And the thing I learned from this project, especially, was how important it is to have somebody on the outside to give guidance.
Yeah.
And when I tried to do it on my own, I can't play and also listen and judge at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was so good to have somebody outside to say, hey, it was good, move on.
Yeah.
You know, move on.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm listening to it here on the outside, and it sounds good. So it was, I learned what a gift it is to have producers,
mm-hmm,
to have that presence with,
mm-hmm,
us. It made it that much more, easier for me.
Yeah.
And I could just worry about playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
We have a good time, right?
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Really
thank you. Yeah, no problem.